Robert Sheets spent 5 years in the U.S. Navy, working on a flight deck fixing fighter jets. When he got out, the Colorado native came to Wyoming to put his GI benefit towards an anthropology degree.
Well, I was a 23-year-old freshman coming to the University of Wyoming, coming from an area where I had a huge structure system around me from being in the military, and so I had to kind of learn to build that system for myself and figure out how to be a college student after not being in school for 5 years.
Sheets says when he started here 4 years ago, there really wasn't much of a program for veterans.
It was more under the idea that veterans would kind of figure it out themselves.
There can be a lot to figure out, from navigating VA bureaucracy to dealing with problems like post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. Marty Martinez is UW's Veterans Services Coordinator. He says making a campus veteran-friendly is easier said than done.
That's when suddenly we run into financial issues. That's when we run into personnel issues, when we run into programming issues and policy issues.
To get all colleges in the state on the same page, Martinez and UW hosted a first-of-its-kind conference this month, inviting veterans advocates from around the state to team up.
Where we can come together, share those ideas, our best practices, talk about the needs that still exist for us as institutions in supporting our veterans, and then maybe help find some solutions for those needs.
On some campuses, those needs are significant. Lisa Goss is the veterans coordinator at Casper College. She says a larger staff is needed to keep up with the growing veteran population.
I'm the only one currently providing services to veterans, and spring semester I had over 170 that I provided services to myself.
Brett Burtis, Veterans Program Director with the Northern Wyoming Community College District, said he's had to learn to do more with less. He converted an old photography darkroom in Sheridan College into a veterans service center, a common space he says is essential.
Because that's one spot that they know where they can go for a centralized point of contact for all their services that they need, the questions that they need answers. It's a spot where they can bond with other veterans.
In the past few years, UW has upped efforts to assist and encourage veterans on campus. It now offers training sessions for faculty working with vets and has a veterans services center of its own. It's a place UW senior and Navy veteran Tyler Long says has helped him a lot.
The camaraderie inside the Veterans Service Center is phenomenal. And if someone doesn't have an answer, they will find you someone that has an answer. And they also brought in tutors.
It can be difficult to tell what's really helping vets and what isn't, because most colleges don't collect any basic data on veterans to track progress, as they do with other groups. Noticing that, UW recently started identifying veterans upon application and now has a better idea of its veteran population.
And that's really what we're trying to do here is to, through data, is trying to build an accurate picture of what's happening with our veteran students in Wyoming. I think what we'll find is you're kind of shocked when you realize that, man, maybe we're not doing as well as I had thought we were.
Martinez says he works to address some important little things for his students, like when he exempted veterans from UW's on-campus housing requirement for freshman students.
Because I had a lot of people calling me saying, dude, I don't want to live on campus. And it's like, yeah, I get it. And so we worked that out very quickly.
And when veterans at Sheridan College argued that a personal wellness class was material they'd already covered in the military, Brett Burtis worked with the school to remove the requirement.
And it's just one small little change that we made, but it has a huge impact on them because now they feel like the college is listening and the college cares about me.
With small changes like these and collaborations like this conference, Wyoming colleges hope to help vets focus on education and ease their transition back into civilian life. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.